how many come to have a good time in the Holy Ghost? Come on, give God a shout of praise. How many know something happens when you call on that name? Come on now, church. Yeah.
Something happens when I call your name.
Come on now, say it.
Something happens when I call your name.
Something.
Something happens when I call your name.
Something happens when I call your name.
Something happens when I call your name.
Something happens. save this soul with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I need a $10 bill. I need you to pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out.
Mercy and grace are poured out. You're feeling when restoration is poured out. That's what the church is here for. That's why we exist. This is what we do. This is us being God in the city. And a lot of times the church gets caught up in doing a whole lot of other stuff. But sometimes you walk in on a Sunday night and the apostolic church, it's just being apostolic. And this is the essence of who and what we are. And what you feel right now is an updraft. You feel the witness of the Holy Ghost in this house. Do you feel? You feel the witness of the Holy Ghost. But like the pastor always says, when you turn on mercy and turn off mercy and grace for others, you turn it on and off for yourself, Sister Bonnie. And I'm telling you right now in the Holy Ghost, as we stand here as the people of God, and we do the work of restoration, and we do the work of mercy and grace, it's flowing out of this house into our lives, and it's flowing out of these situations into your situation. And if I was you tonight and I had something that I needed the blood of God to flow over, if I had something I needed the mercy of God to flow over, I'd get out in the aisle right now and I'd participate in what the... Oh, somebody needs to go ahead and just get you some of that mercy. Get you some of that grace. Get you some of that blood of Jesus flowing over your life. tell you something. The miraculous is in this house right now. There's physical healing in this house right now. There's emotional healing in this house right now. Everything you need. If you're up against a mountain that you don't think you can get over, if you're bound up with chains that you can't break yourself, if you're looking at a wall that you can't bring down tonight, let's make a little room in the front. Make a little room in the front. I need somebody who's looking at something that you can't handle by yourself, but you need God to step down. I want to invite you right now up into this front worship area. And I believe the Holy Ghost is ready to move. Mountains are ready to move. Walls are ready to come down. Chains are ready to break. Come on, don't be shy. But the waters are troubled right now. Can you feel that witness in your spirit? Can you feel that the waters are troubled? And we go, when we as the church go about the business of taking care of God's business, God comes down and takes care of our business. Come on, I need anybody who's up against it, something you can't handle yourself. Why don't you come down and just get involved in this worship? Get in. Walls are coming down. Mountains are being moved. Chains are gonna break tonight. Mercy is flowing. Grace is flowing. Restoration is flowing. If you're in the praise group and you need prayer, go down there. Jericho are gonna come down tonight. I hear the sound of chains breaking. Come on, there's some people who have words from God and promises from God that you thought were dead, would never come back to life. God's here to restore faith. God's here to restore vision. God's here to restore joy. There's a supernatural move of the Holy Ghost in this house. Yes! Yes! Somebody go ahead and push. Somebody go ahead and push. Don't stop right there. Somebody go. The waters are troubled. The waters are troubled. The Holy Ghost has his eye on this house. It's okay to get desperate. If there's any place to get desperate, it's in the middle of a move of God. Oh, somebody get desperate. Oh, come on, I see cracks in the wall. I see walls starting to tremble. I see walls starting to shake.
About this for a minute. Listen to me. We're fixing to go to the next level. I want you to recognize who Jesus is, first of all. He's the Savior of the world. And do you know why Jesus Christ came and lived and died? Because mankind sinned. Common knowledge, right? And so I want you to think about this just for a second. Your sin made a holy God robe himself in flesh and come down and live on this earth. Your sin made him be tempted as we are tempted. Your sin made him go through all the things that they beat him and they did all of that stuff. And when I think about that, I can't help but say, if sin can do that, what can praise do? You see, on this Sunday night, you need to recognize that if sin can bring him down into this earth, then your praise can exalt him in this earth. And right now, I wish you'd take it up a notch. And if you need a miracle, you'd praise. You'd praise him like you need a miracle. If you need a breakthrough, you praise him like you need. I need you down here where I'm at. Yeah, yes, yes. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. What are we praising him for? For the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. You got a right. You got a right. Understand, we're not just shouting and dancing because it's what we do on Sunday night, although it is what we do on Sunday night. And so if you don't like a church that jumps and runs the aisle, then honey, you're in the wrong church. But let me just tell you, this is a Bible-based church. And so I think sometimes we get caught up, I'm just going to talk to the church here for a minute, in the good music. And we get caught up and everything and the beat of the drum and all of that stuff because God really has been good. And what will happen is we get a lot of people that'll come up around the front and they'll kind of bob a little bit. And they'll even clap a little bit. Hey guys, what y'all want to eat for supper tonight? and they doing the perfect Pentecostal shuffle, but their mind's a million miles away. But I wonder if right now we could bring into captivity every thought. Now you already know what's happened and how much power's flown through this place and how much revival we've had in this city already. And let's just be honest, if we took a poll, I'm sure we would be somewhere around 60% of the participants were really doing it like they were supposed to be doing. But what would happen if everybody... You're saying, well, preacher, you're asking me to do something crazy. No, I'm not asking you to do something crazy. I'm not asking you to get outside of your comfort zone. But I'm saying lift your hands and forget about the beat of the drum. They're going to keep playing. But forget about the beat of the drum. Forget about the song. Forget about the person next to you. And, honey, get in the spirit and let the spirit of God get all over you. And let it... let it operate in your life right now. Go, 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 go. You hear that, Birmingham? That's the sound of an army that's rising up. That's the sound of an apostolic church that's here to take over. It's not hard. You see, it's not hard to praise God when you think about all that God has done. Is this all right if we just flow in this for a minute? It's good to just have a Holy Ghost just shout down every now and again. But it's easy to praise God for what he's done, because that's the tangible. That's what you can see. But if you read about the writer Asaph, we sing a lot of songs and we accredit them to David, and the truth is David didn't write them, Asaph did. But Asaph has this theme that he writes with. He says, you look behind you, but the purpose of looking behind you, now understand, he's writing songs of praise. So he says, you praise about what's behind you, but the reason you praise about what's behind you is so that you get the proper revelation of how to praise for the things that are in front of you. See, honey, if all you ever do is shout about the things that God has done, you're missing out on the greatest miracle. Because if you shout about what he hadn't done yet, if you shout about the miracle that's yet to come, if you shout about the revival that's yet to come, God can't help but come down in our midst. Somebody ought to give him praise, not for what he's done, but for what he's gonna do. I'm gonna praise him for revival on every college campus. I'm gonna praise him for revival in the bad parts of the city. I'm gonna praise him for revival with the families connected to this church. I'm gonna praise him for miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm gonna praise him for the greatest outpouring we've ever seen. The prophet said in one revival that this church was going to double. I think somebody that hadn't seen it yet ought to just start praising him for it. Now we're going to find out who the real praisers are. Praise him for revival that you haven't seen yet. Lift up your voice as a trumpet and shout unto God with a voice of revival, with a voice of praise.
praise. Amen. Come on, you ought to praise him right now, because your praise is doing something that your sin couldn't. I know your sin got him here, but your praise is lifting him up. Your praise is tearing down walls. Your praise is opening up prison cells. It's in your praise. Come on, you ought to open up your mouth and just shout yes to Jesus right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, come on. Let it be affirmed with your shout. Yay and amen. It is done. It is so. God's going to bring it to pass, and he's going to use my praise to do it. Come on, some of you are going to drive up in nicer cars than you ever had, and somebody's going to ask you, how did you get it? And you're going to be able to say, my praise paid for it. Some of you are going to start living in nicer houses, and somebody's going to ask you, how did you get it? And you'll be able to look at them and smile and say, my praise paid for it. My praise brought it to pass. My praise brought it down. My praise broke the wall that was holding me back. Hey. Come on, some of you are stepping out of the fleshly side of it, and you're stepping into the spirit, and you're walking. You're walking into hell's territory, and you're tearing down things that Satan has built up. Come on, right now in your praise, you're going against the gates of hell. And let me just tell you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, if they can shout, great is Diana of Ephesus, for 2 hours, then surely to goodness, you can give God about 20 minutes of your best praise. If they can shout for 2 hours to a God that never healed, a God that never delivered, a God that never made a way out of no way, then surely to goodness, you can shout for 20 minutes about a God that delivered you, about a God that set you free, about a God that healed your body. Woo! Come on, you ought to praise him until there's a heavenly language that's flowing out of you. You might not be able to jump up all night, and you might not be able to run the aisle for hours, but I'm telling you right now, praise him, honey, until the Holy Ghost starts bubbling out of you, until you start speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Praise him until something miraculous begins to happen, because while you're praising here, God works on it way over there. Come on, how about it in the balcony? Could you just link up with one another in the balcony? Woo! Come on, somebody in the balcony, link up with your brother, link up with your sister, and set an atmosphere. Because I'm telling you, there's going to be a day where it's going to be like there's an altar call up there, because we got so many people in here that we don't have the room to put them all. And so we need to set the atmosphere for the balcony so that God can do his work up there too. Hey! Hey, karama satorobo siki andarabaha. Come on, come on. I hear the Lord saying, ask me what you will. Ask me what you will. Ask me. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Come on, the heavens are open right now. The heavens are open right now. Woo! Come on, if you got the Holy Ghost and you're standing beside somebody that doesn't, you ought to just grab them by the hand and pray with them until they're praying in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hey! Hibanala mohoko soto. Hibanala makaso tolomosi. Come on, there's power in this house right now. Hey! Woo! Hiya manana mohokoso. Come on, you fought enough hell to get here. You fought enough hell to get to this place. You fought enough hell to get the heavens opened. You might as well ask God. Ask God. I hear the Lord saying, ask me for hard things. Ask me for big things. Ask me for things that you do not believe that I can do. Ask me for the things that are exceeding abundantly. Ask me for the big stuff. Come on, come on, come on. Some of you got family right now that said, I'll never come. You need to ask the Lord for the hard things. Some of you got financial struggle. You're so far in debt. The way things are working, it should take you 100 years to get out. But God said, ask me for the hard things. Come on, there's some of you with unhealable things, untreatable things in your body. And the doctor said, you'll just have to live with it. But God's saying, ask me, ask me. Ask me for the hard things.
Come on, do you feel that wave of the Spirit that's flowing through here right now? I'm telling you, you ought to pray in the Holy Ghost. You ought to pray in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Come on, honey, don't unplug yet. The Holy Ghost is still working. Come on, the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you what I feel like it's happened. I feel like we've been fighting hell, and we've stepped into the throne room tonight. Come on. The Spirit of the Lord is sending angels out. We're at the bottom of Jacob's ladder where there's angels that are ascending and descending. Heavens have been opened, and now God is sending angels down. Now God is sending angels to your situation. God is sending angels to your home. Where there's been chaos in your home, there's going to be peace in your home. Come on, there's angels in this place. You're entertaining angels unaware. God's sending them to your house. God's sending them to your family. God, I'm asking you, Lord, right now, send ministering spirits to every home of every saint of God in this house. I pray right now that you would send an angel to stir up every backslider that's connected to this church. Come on, somebody, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, you might not understand what you're saying, but the Spirit's speaking through you. Come on, the Spirit's making intercession for itself. Come on, tell me what you need. He already knows it, but it does something to God when his children begin to cry out to him. Come on, it does something to God when you begin to tell the Lord what you need. Come on, tell him what you need. Tell him what you need. Come on, some of you are still sitting in the shallows right now, but God's calling you to the deep things. Come on, you're still splashing around in ankle-deep water. Come on, come on. Come on into the deep. Come on in where the water's troubled. Come on in where it's a river that you cannot swim. Come on in where the Holy Ghost is working and moving and healing.
Don't lose what we feel right now, but I have some instruction. I feel like it's directly from the Lord, walking right here, praying. Felt like the Lord spoke this scripture to me and wanted me to give this church some instruction. Bishop, where you at? There he is. He's back there. He's doing what Bishop does. What the Lord gave me, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Bible says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Bible told or God spoke to Habakkuk and said, I want you to write the vision and I want you to make it plain. And this is what I felt like the Lord spoke to me. Tonight, when you get home, whatever, however, I want you to get a pen and a piece of paper. Where's Brother Sam? Somebody come to the music. We're fixing to pray one more time. And the Holy Ghost is still in this house. We're not going to lose what we feel. But I want you to go home, and I don't want you to be selfish. I don't want you to be worried about you and yours, but this is just what I felt in the Holy Ghost. You ask, you write down vision that you want to see, a place that you want to see this church go. I'm talking about blessings as far as revival, new buildings, daughter works, all of those things. We're going to write them down, and we're going to put them in envelopes. We're going to bring them back to the house of God next weekend, and we're going to pray over these envelopes. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, if my people will do this unselfishly, that as I'm working at this house, at the house of the Lord, I'm going to work in their house. And I know this is going to, I get it, it's going to take a week for us to do all of this. But I want you to write the vision. I want you to write what you want to see God do in this church. I want you to write down numbers that you want to see people get the Holy Ghost in revival. I want you to write down what you want, the miracles that you want to see happen. And we're going to put them in envelopes and we're going to pray over them. I've never done this in my ministry. This is just what I feel like the Holy Ghost spoke to me and told me to do. And I believe that God, is about to do the greatest. And you say, preacher, you keep saying that. It's because I really believe it. God is getting ready to do the greatest things with New Life that he's ever done. You ain't seen nothing yet. The greatest days are still ahead. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody ought to just lift your hands and worship the Lord right now. Come on, that's it. You ought to just lift up a voice of thanksgiving. Lift up a voice of thanksgiving. Woo! Ha, 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 ha. Ready to go. What I'm telling you, that as we do this, write it down. Now, when he said write it down and make it plain, he didn't just say, hey, just don't just write on there revival. Get specific with God. And I feel that same spirit of what God was telling us earlier. Ask me for big things. I know this may be a personal question, but where's Brother Collins at? Brother Sutton's back there. Where's Brother Collins? Brother Collins. Is there a mortgage on it in this church? Is there a mortgage on it? Somebody needs to write down that this thing's going to get paid off. Somebody's just going to write a check. There might be somebody come from Atlanta and just some big ball player or something just come in and say, look, the Lord's been dealing with me. I really feel that in the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to write that in an envelope. And I know we can't do it tonight because of the way things are. Go home. Make it plain. Make it plain to the Lord. You want to see multicultural revival in Birmingham like never before? Write it now. I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to get so plain. You ought to prophesy. You ought to start making up names of people you don't even know and start writing them down in that envelope. Say, well, that's crazy. Hey, you think it's crazy, but hey, that's what faith is anyway. Faith, you can't see it, but you do it anyway. That's insanity, but for some reason, it works. I mean, you ought to just get your piece of paper. You might not be able to fit in one envelope. God, you're going to touch Jim and Bob and Susie and Joanne and Fred and Billy and all of them. God, just start writing down and watch God. We're going to pray over them next weekend. We're going to anoint them, and God's going to do the work. How many believe that? Would you lift your voice one more time? Come on, Brother Collins. Come on, Brother Collins. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice, every hand, if you could. Would you lift your hands as a surrender to the Lord? And while you got your hands lifted up, lift your voice and worship. Come on, surrender to Him and worship Him. Somebody praise the Lord. Come on, that's it. Keep pressing for just a moment. I want you to close your eyes and envision what you want God to do.
Come on, that's it. Press in for just a moment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pour it out, oh God. Pour it out, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, I think it'd be good for just a few moments if you would find your family. If you're a husband in the house, find your wife. If you're kids, find your family. But make your way to the front for just a moment and just consecrate your life to God. Tell Him, God, I want You to use me. I want You to use my hands, my feet, my finances, oh God. Hallelujah. Come on, praise team. Come up if you can. We're going to sing for just a moment. We're going to all begin to consecrate ourselves to what God wants to do in this season of revival. Come on, that's it. Offer your life up to Him. Come on, we present ourselves, our bodies, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Oh, I give You my hands, oh God. I give You my feet, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, that's it, Dad. Begin to prophesy over your family. Come on, dig deep right now and prophesy over your family. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, use my babies for Your glory, oh God. Make them a Bible study teacher in Your kingdom, oh God. Anoint my children, oh God. Let them be like arrows in the hand of a mighty man. Ah, let them contend with the enemy in the gate, oh God. Of your family right now, begin to prophesy. If you've got backslidden babies, begin to prophesy. In the name of Jesus, I claim them. I claim them for the kingdom of God. I plead the blood over my children. I plead the blood over my family. In the name of Jesus.
Well, what an exhilarating night of revival. Praise God. So many things happened tonight that cannot be quantified. Praise God. You know, we like numbers, but sometimes the Holy Ghost does a restorative work that is so deep and so penetrating that we can't articulate it. Praise God. God bless you. Let's get ready for company this week. Praise God. Let's continue. I would encourage you, take some time out between now and Wednesday and intentionally fast and pray that God will use this meeting not only on a local level, because I believe that God's going to bless the families, the local church here that is working to facilitate this meeting, but I really believe in my spirit that God is going to speak prophetically to us and that God is going to advance his kingdom this week. So be in prayer with us. Be fasting that God will speak specifically to us. And remember to go home, vision cast, write down on that paper the things that you want to see God do in this church and in this season of revival. And in the meantime, God is going to bless your home and your family and everything that pertains to you. God bless you. Let's give him one more hand clap of praise. Praise God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for your presence, for your word. God bless you tonight. You are dismissed in the name of Jesus. Love somebody near you.